KUOW recently launched a project called Local Wonder. It's an experiment in a new method of storytelling. Listeners submit a question about the Puget Sound region and then vote on the one that they want us to cover. The ballots have been counted, and the top local wonder comes to us from listener Mary McCreary.
I was wondering what's at the bottom of Lake Washington. I've heard that there are World War II planes there, that there is logs there, and that it's 1,000 feet deep. But I don't know if that's urban legend or if that's real.
We sent reporter Sarah Waller out to answer Mary's question.
People have a lot of theories about what's at the bottom of Lake Washington.
An octopus.
Clams. Fish.
Ginormous holes that shoot up vapor, and there's also lava.
To dig for the truth, you need to get to the bottom. In this case, that bottom is dark and muddy, some 200 feet beneath the waves. So to get help, I hopped a boat with some experts, 5 scuba divers.
Hey guys, welcome aboard. Yes.
The sun sparkles on the water as we shove off from the Magnuson Park boat launch. These guys know the lake. They've mapped the whole bottom with sonar, and they found stuff. Tons of it.
Look at all these targets.
That's our captain, Mike Racine. He's pointing to a map of the lake on a computer screen. It's covered with hundreds of markers called targets. Each one represents an object of interest their sonar detected. We're headed out to check out target 590.
When I'm out here, sometimes I imagine what it would be like if there was no water in Lake Washington. What would you see?
What you'd see is an underwater museum, a place where you can't go more than a few feet without discovering something. And the thing you discover out here, just off the Magnuson Park boat launch, is big, really big.
The PBY-4 is just off to our left.
It's a huge World War II bomber, and it's right here where all these jet skis are zooming around, so close to shore that you could almost float out to it on an air mattress.
It's got a big ball turret on the nose with 250 caliber machine guns sticking out of the ball turret. 4 giant radial engines with big propellers. The bomb bay doors are open.
Lake Washington is like a treasure trove for old plane wrecks. There are at least 7 of them at the bottom of the lake. They're a frozen chapter of our wartime history, a time when mock air battles raged over these waters, when mid-air collisions sent planes crashing into the lake. As we continue out, Mike points to the middle of the lake.
South of the 520 bridge, there's a set of coal cars. They're the oldest wreck in the lake. So it is a barge that was carrying rail cars loaded with coal from Newcastle up towards Seattle, and it went down in a storm.
That was 139 years ago. But the rail cars are still down there, about a dozen of them. Many are upright and still fully loaded with coal. Mike flips on his depth sounder to start hunting for our target. Diver Dan Warder with the Maritime Documentation Society says it could be anything.
There's been so many times where, you know, we'll find something on the sonar and we're like, oh, that looks like a plane wing, or that looks like something very interesting. That's got to be man-made. And you get down there, it's a handle of a lawnmower sticking out of the mud.
Dan hopes that this target will be a boat. It wouldn't be the first one he's found at the bottom. He says there are about 400 out there. Ferries, barges, 3 giant Navy minesweepers. A lot are concentrated in the waters off Kirkland, where the Lake Washington shipyard used to be. Diver Ben Greiner has seen them.
They're not small. These are full-on, full-size ferries on the bottom, right underneath all the yachts that are parked there now.
Some of these boats sank in fires, some in storms. But Ben says a lot of them met a more dubious end. When a boat got old,
the standard practice was just to go sink it.
The tradition of scuttling unwanted boats is still going on. Even newer yachts have met an untimely fate.
You'll see very, very large concrete blocks in the back of these boats where people have tried to force them down underwater until they'll sink. Anything that people wanted to hide is on the bottom of Lake Washington.
It's been that way for centuries. Lake Washington is a dumping ground for things that people want to get rid of. Garbage, boats, worse. Its deep, inky black waters hides things. They sink into the sludge of silt and mud at the bottom. But they're not really gone, because, as our captain Mike Racine puts it,
nobody takes the trash out on the bottom of Lake Washington.
There are trash bags all over the lake. They're on the wrecks, they're next to the wrecks. You'll be swimming around and just bump into one. And that's just something that creeps me out. I just don't open them.
On board our boat, we're homing in on the dive target. Our position has to be perfect. Visibility in these murky waters is so poor that divers can be a foot from the target at the bottom and still never see it. Finally, Captain Mike Racine nails the spot.
Whoa! Right here.
Then it's time to jump in. The divers disappear into the lake. As much as these guys know about the bottom of Lake Washington, there are still a lot of mysteries. Of the 800 targets on their sonar map, they've only explored about 200. That's after diving almost every week for the past 8 years.
Divers up.
About 10 minutes later, two heads covered in black neoprene pop up from the waves.
So what was it?
Big concrete block. It's like an anchor. It had a giant, probably 2-inch cable still tied to it.
Found a lot of pieces of stuff. Fire extinguishers, burlap bags, wiring, lights,
beer cans, beer bottles.
Not what they were hoping. But at least they can check this target off the list.
Well, that's what expedition's all about. Keep looking for stuff. Sometimes you find stuff, sometimes you don't.
Soon they hope the search will get easier. Ben recently purchased new sonar equipment. It will paint a clear picture of what's down there. Then the divers can spend less time diving to lawn chairs and more time exploring things with deeper historical significance, like a World War I airplane that they're hoping to locate.
And so as I travel over the lake, and I do it a lot, not just for diving, but for recreation with my family, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, oh yeah, that's where the bomber is, or there's the coal car. All kinds of stuff down there.
And we haven't even talked about the two underwater forests or the possibility of a submerged village. So what's at the bottom of Lake Washington? The real question is, what's not? I'm Sarah Waller for Local Wonder.
This story was a result of a question asked by listener Mary McCreary. She wanted to know what was at the bottom of Lake Washington. It's part of our storytelling project called Local Wonder. If you have a question about the Puget Sound region, you can submit it at kuow.org/localwonder.